Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures are mild across Israel tonight, with a warm night expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, in Haifa, cool breezes are providing some relief. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu's unusual English statement on Shabbat reports three soldiers seriously injured in Lebanon, with the IDF responding. This comes from Walla earlier this hour. Also, Iran's Golubov remains in contact with Hezbollah terrorists despite Lebanese objections as the IDF strikes Hezbollah targets, reported by Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has taken down a Hezbollah commander following an attack on soldiers, with officials condemning Hezbollah's tactics. JNS provided this update earlier today. Separately, Mili and Liel Yahalomi have been found in Argentina after a week of searches. They had voluntarily cut off contact. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports from earlier today. And finally, Avraham Berg returns to politics by joining a Jewish Arab party. This comes from Israel Hayom just in. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that the UK has allowed Islamists to take over British society, expressing concern for its citizens. Middle East 24 reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu criticized Britain's political climate, referring to it as the Islamic Republic of Britain, during a recent podcast. Dror Poleg, an analyst writing just now, remarked on a surprising weather forecast, noting its potential to actually occur. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, the Prime Minister's office released an unusual statement on Shabbat, highlighting a serious incident where three Israeli soldiers were injured by Hezbollah forces. According to Walla, the IDF has responded with strikes against Hezbollah targets. This action underscores the fragility of the ceasefire and raises concerns about further escalation in the region. Turning to Iran's involvement, the Jerusalem Post notes that despite objections from Lebanon, Iran's Golubov remains in contact with Hezbollah. The IDF strikes against Hezbollah come in response to ceasefire violations. The ongoing tension between Israel and Hezbollah continues to pose a significant threat to regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the IDF has targeted and neutralized a Hezbollah commander. This move follows recent attacks on Israeli soldiers. Israeli and American officials have condemned Hezbollah for positioning civilians in combat zones, adding to the complexity of the conflict. This could have significant implications for international diplomatic efforts. In a separate development, Mili and Liel Yahalomi have been located in Argentina. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that after a week of search operations, it was revealed they had chosen to cut off contact. This brings relief to their families and ends a period of uncertainty. Finally, in domestic politics, Avraham Berg, a former Knesset speaker, has joined a Jewish Arab party, according to Israel Hayom. His return to politics signals a potential shift in the political landscape, aiming to foster Jewish-Arab cooperation. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that the Prime Minister's office stated Hezbollah broke the ceasefire, seriously wounding three IDF soldiers. This statement came ahead of the IDF's official announcement, highlighting the urgency of the situation. Separately, Globes noted that as Israelis are traveling abroad in record numbers, hoteliers remain pessimistic. July saw 1.3 million Israelis traveling overseas, while incoming tourism figures have declined sharply. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, Bank Hapoalim reported a profit of 2.5 billion NIS in the second quarter, with half set to be distributed to shareholders. The special tax imposed by the state has impacted returns and is expected to influence future financial strategies. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.